In studio today, we have Dr. Anessa Wenkel. Dr. Anessa attended an international pediatric pulmonology congress last month in Japan and was awarded the Max Klein Prize for the best poster from a low-middle-income country called Early Life Exposure to Indoor Air Pollution or Tobacco Smoke. Impact of on lung functions in the first 2 years of life in Drakenstein Child Health Study. Anessa is here today to talk about their work and the Congress. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Thanks, Uli. So I'm a pediatric pulmonologist here at Red Cross Children's Hospital. That means I work with So I'm a pediatrician looking after kids, and then in particularly looking after children with lung problems. And I've been at Red Cross since 2011, and that's a long time. It tells you how old. I'm a dinosaur, hey? and I love my work, and I love what I do, yeah.
What is a pulmonologist? In a simple English.
Yeah, that's a long word, pulmonologist. So basically, pulmonology is the study of things to do with the lungs and breathing. So it's a person who studied all about lung issues or respiratory problems.
What do you like about being a pulmonologist?
I think probably the most important thing, people think your heart is important and your brain is important, right? But what allows us to do everything we do, we breathe, right? And without breathing, you know, hey, since you're one of our special people. So that's why, that's what I like about being a pulmonologist, is helping people to breathe better and feel better.
Can you tell us more about the Congress that took place in Japan?
Sure. So Japan is like really far away. On the other side, it took us a very long time. It took us almost 24 hours to get there. But it was a Congress to do with only, it was a big international Congress dealing with pediatric pulmonology. So all sorts of lung diseases. And there were participants or people there from all over the world, from the Europe, America, Africa, as well as the East, from Japan and China. So, and it is the largest Congress of that type. So it brings together experts on lung diseases. And I think that's what was very interesting, is because we could learn about other people's experiences from around the world.
How did you feel when you won the Max Klein Prize?
Yeah, so that was for me a real honor. So I don't know if you know, you probably don't remember, but Professor Max Klein was one of the first pediatric pulmonologists, and he was right here in Red Cross Children's Hospital. So he worked here for many, many years. He's passed on now in 2014. But to be honored and to win a prize, name it after him, was very special because he was a mentor to me as well. So I didn't expect it. There were lots of people who had their posters and presented, and so it was a very great honor.
Can you please tell us more about the posters?
Sure. So what you do is, we all do research in different areas, and what we then do is you present your research in different ways. So the poster we make tells you about the research that we did. And my poster was looking at exactly that, looking at the effect of air pollution, which is all around us, and tobacco smoking, on the health or on the lungs of little children in the Drakenstein area, so in Paarl. And what it was about was also to measure how big their lungs are and what happens to their lungs, measure their lung function. You know what, you've done lung function, hey? Where we blow into the machine, you see how big your lungs are. So it was measuring what effect pollution and tobacco smoke had on lungs. And we know that it really does affect children's lungs. And that's really important because we can see the impact of these things on children's lungs. So it's something we need to try and improve. We need to stop children being exposed to smoke and pollution.
Okay. Today we are celebrating Women's Month. What does this month mean to you?
Yeah, I think this is a very important month. I love it. I love it that we honor women and young women and girls. I like that you called it Girls Month. Yeah. That's fantastic. Because I think that it helps recognize all the mothers, the teachers, the grannies and aunts who help build our nation. And they often are unrecognized, doing all the hard work and trying to help us to achieve. So I'm very grateful. Women's Month means a lot to me.
Are there any words to encourage the children in the hospital who wants to be the doctors?
Yeah, I think that if you have a dream and you want to do it, you should not let anything stop you. So you need to, you work hard towards it. It's not an easy job. There's lots of things to learn and lots of studying. But I think if that's what you want to do, then you should hold on to it. Go for it. Yeah.
Is there anything else would you like to say?
I guess in Women's Month again, I just think it's such a special time for young people, young women, and I think we should all just hold on to whatever aspirations we have and work towards that. Even though life gets us down sometimes, I think we can really, if we keep our goals ahead, that's where we'll get there. Never give up. Yeah.
Thank you, Anessa, for the interview. It was nice meeting you and knowing your career. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, team. It's been lovely. Mm-hmm.